And welcome to our audio cast for Friday, June 20th, 2008, from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you by IFR, the magazine for the accomplished pilot.
Talking with Bob Cromer, he's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Piper. Bob, there have been some major milestones in the jet project this week. Tell us all about that.
Thank you very much. At Vero Beach, we have some really exciting news as our first jet airplane comes together. As you know, the Piper Jet Project is our first all-jet airplane ever at Piper Aircraft. And our major milestone, the first major milestone of many milestones to the first flight, was accomplished this past week with the completion of the airframe static testing. And what that means is the airframe that we'll be using to fly the Piper Jet with was loaded to loads that were placed on the wings and horizontal tail that loaded the aircraft up to the maximum loads that the airplane will see in normal flight. That means plus 3.8 minus 1.5 Gs, and the Piper Jet airframe handled these loads with ease. And so the completion of the static loads on our airframe enables us to move towards a first flight event. Right now the Piper Jet has been removed from the static test fixture. It's on its landing gear for the first time. The engine is installed. The vertical and horizontal tails and wings are installed, and so are the wingtips with the winglet. So the airplane is really looking just like what it is, an airplane. We have electrical power onto the airplane. All the systems have checked out. The panel has been lit up for the first time. And our next major milestone event, of course, is engine start and then low-speed taxi.
Any prediction on when that'll occur?
Imminent. We should start the engine for the first time just any day now, and then, of course, we'll follow that with the aircraft taxiing under its own power. And by the way, it's kind of interesting. We were talking at the factory yesterday that when the engine starts for the first time, that will be the first time ever that a pure jet-powered Piper product has ever been heard at any Piper facility. So that's pretty exciting times for a company that's 71 years old.
I'm sure that the whole Piper team is very excited about the whole project. Has it come together the way that you envisioned when the jet was announced a couple of years ago? Is it going to be as good an airplane as you thought?
You know, everybody tells you the great news. And I think for the Piper Jet project, I had a former career, half of my career as an engineering test pilot, so you watch airplanes like this come together. And I can tell you from watching half a dozen or so new airplanes come together and the prototype be built for first flight, I consider the Piper Jet one of the smoothest I've seen. I think the reason for that is twofold. Number one, it's technology that we already have developed off of our turboprop Meridian, just expanded upon. So the technology, the all-metal construction, and the aerodynamics that we're using have a lot in common with the Meridian. And the second of all, it's a very, very straightforward airframe, meaning there's no real complex designs or unknown areas of wing spar, fuselage, wing juncture technology that we're using. It's all very straightforward, and the result is an airplane that's come together very, very well.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that first engine start and, of course, the first flight. When are you predicting the first flight?
I believe the Piper Jet will certainly fly before this fall. The airplane is showing us all indications that it's ready for first flight soon. First high-speed taxi will tell us a lot about the airplane's handling characteristics, and then the high-speed taxi will be followed by first flight. So the next milestones for us, the airframe's coming together now. It's an impressive airframe. It's a big cabin with a single-engine concept. It looks really, really impressive on the ramp and in the hangar. That is followed by engine start, low-speed taxi, high-speed taxi, first flight. So we expect all of those to be accomplished certainly by the fall, and we expect to see the Piper Jet in the air at that time, and it will be an exciting time for all 1,000 employees in Vero Beach, Florida, believe me.
Well, it'll be an exciting time for everybody that's waiting for one in their own hangar. How are sales to date?
You know, we have 203 orders for the airplane, and that's increasing. Obviously, we're in a state where many, many customers are watching for the first flight of the jet, and quite frankly, we expect a great increase in our order book when we start showing the airplane at air shows and trade show events. We know that there are a lot of customers that are ready to put their deposit down when they see the airplane in the air. And we expect that soon, and we expect our 203 orders to increase dramatically.
Okay, well, we'll be following this closely, and thanks for your time today, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Russ Niles speaking with Piper's Bob Cromer. Today's report was brought to you by IFR, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. Learn more or subscribe at www.ifr-magazine.com. And for breaking general aviation news, as always, log on to avweb.com. Thanks for listening.